Welcome back. We return to our study of what it means to walk in the faith by walking with Jesus. Today, here on the Transform Podcast, I'm your host, Mike Powers, here to guide you through this intensive verse-by-verse study of one of the Christ follower's most life-changing biblical journeys. As we open the first chapter of 1 John, remember that this is a small letter that was written as a discipleship manual for those in the Apostle John's home church while he was away. While we don't know for sure, it is possible that it was written while he was in exile on the island of Patmos for his bold and daring faith. As John writes, he calls his flock and every one of us to live boldly and unashamedly for Jesus in these last days. In this first chapter of our study, we come to see that fellowship with the Father has been made possible through the incarnation of Christ, the eternal Word. It can only be maintained by walking in the light, which means recognizing our daily sins, honestly confessing them quickly, and forsaking them as they are revealed to us. This is faith in Christ, who was crucified as the remedy for our sin. Let's listen in as Dr. Matthew Lee Smith teaches his seminary students what it means to truly walk by faith by walking with Jesus.
Thanks, Mike. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The pivot word in verse 7, of course, is as. And there's a lot of people today who will tell you they're saved, they're Christians, but they don't walk in the light as he is in the light. The standard is Christ, not us. The standard is not our profession, it's our possession of the imitation of walking under the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And John knows this. Intimate with the Lord Jesus, 3 years at his right hand, in the inner circle, last one to die, he understands. He wasn't one of the guys like Thaddeus who walked a ways behind Jesus. John was one of the guys who walked right with Jesus. He didn't want to miss a word. See, you can come to faith in Christ and you can walk at a distance and you don't have to pick up your Bible every day, but you don't know what's going on. And why would anybody want to talk to you when there's somebody who actually heard what was said? And he heard what was said. So he says that you and I need to understand that there's a walk here involved. Now notice in 1 John 1, 7, if we, that's we all, okay, if all of us would walk in the light as he is in the light. So now we come to this whole idea that Jesus Christ, and of course verse 5 and 6 talk about the proponents or the results of walking in the light. And of course, we're talking about this issue of fellowship, and we don't walk in darkness. We're not practicing lies. We're practicing the truth when we walk in the light. When we walk like that, when we walk just like Jesus walked, people will say to you, but I'm not Jesus. But John says, walk like Jesus. Live your life like Jesus lived his. Be ye holy as he is holy. And so John's telling us that if we will do that, notice we will have fellowship with one another. The linkage of fellowship is the activity of walking like Christ. I don't walk with people who walk different than the Christ walked. Now, Paul will pick this up and he will thread it through his letters. It's there time and time and time again. In fact, Paul will tell you repeatedly, as the other apostles will, these are the people you don't walk with who claim to be Christ, but they do these things. Don't walk with them. That's the message of this. And so, look at what it says as we wrap this devotional thought up. Look what it says. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now we're talking about not about salvific salvation cleansing. We're talking about the mess of everyday life. We're talking about you and I walk through life and we sin. And as we go back to Christ, and as we walk in the light of the Lord Jesus, and we walk in the presence of the Father, as we do that, We're brought back to that whole idea. I need to be forgiven. I need the mercy of God. I need again to step back. And as he will say in verse 9, in just a couple of verses, that I need to confess my sin. All of that flows out of this whole issue. All of that flows out of this whole issue of, do I have fellowship? Do I walk in the light? Fellowship. If I'm going to walk with you, if you're going to walk with me, then we both have to walk with him. And that becomes pretty evident when we're trying to find somebody else to fellowship with. John's trying to get a hold of this whole idea across. This is true faith. This is true faith. This is what faith looks like. This is how it's lived. 1 John 1 and 7.
And with those words, Dr. Smith concludes this teaching from the Apostle John's first letter to his flock. We know you will benefit from every episode and hope you will subscribe to the Eagles in Leadership blog notifications so you do not miss a single episode. It is so easy to subscribe on our website, eaglesinleadership.org. Please tell a friend how much you are enjoying these teachings and encourage them to subscribe as well. And now, until the next episode from 1 John, I'm your host, Mike Powers, praying that the confidence that comes from a close relationship with Jesus will be yours as you apply his word to your lives today.